Vamos gente. A pencil maker was putting all the new pencils that he made into a box, and he took out one pencil and he started talking with that pencil. He said to that pencil, "Before I send you out into this world, you need to remember a few things and promise that you will always remember these things." And he said, "I give you 5 set of instructions." The pencil maker said to the pencil, he said, "First thing, always remember that if you want to make success, if you want to progress in life, put yourself into somebody else's hand. That's the first thing. Unless and until you put yourself in somebody else's hand, you will not achieve success." So that was the first instruction given by the pencil maker to the pencil. Second thing he said was, "From time to time you will be undergoing sharpening. So don't get discouraged. Because every time somebody sharpens you, you will become better. So don't get discouraged if that thing happens." Third instruction was, "Remember that what is more important is inside and not the outside. What is inside is more important than what is outside." And then that pencil maker said to the pencil, "No matter what happens, you continue to write. Keep on writing. Don't stop." And the last thing was, "Always remember that whatever you have written, you can always erase." So that pencil maker was talking with the pencil and gave that pencil this 5 set of instructions. And the pencil promised, "Yes, I'll follow." Always try to put yourself in somebody else's hand. You will undergo sharpening from time to time. And then, what is inside is more important than what is outside. And then it's your duty never to stop. Continue writing all the time. And always remember that even if you write something wrong, you have the ability. You can always change it. You can always correct yourself. You can always rectify your mistakes." So that was a beautiful set of instructions given by the pencil maker. God is our maker. And when he made us, and when I say he made us, that means when we have taken the new birth, at that time also he has given us few instructions. And he extracted that promise from us that yes, if you do this, you will achieve success in life. So if we can fulfill this promise, the fulfillment of the promise will lead to revelation. So today's Murli focuses on Pratigya and Pratyakshata. On one side is the promise that I will do it, we will do it. since you are telling us. And second is, when you promise from the pratigya, from the promise, would emerge the divine revelation of God. The whole world will soon know that God has come on the earth. The curtains of revelation would open. The drums of revelation would beat. So soon that period is about to come. So today is 25th of August 2019. And today is Avyakta Murli. This is the revised Murli of 18th January 1985. Murli is quite big. Here, since it's 18th January, it's the Avyakta month, and Baba is describing the glory of this month, or rather this day. So there is one Murli, and then Baba is talking with Didi, Dadi, and then there are double foreigner groups, and then he talks something at the time of departure. So there are multiple points. If you analyze any Murli, it's very difficult to compartmentalize the Murli. It's one flow that Baba is talking, because this is quite a special day for Brahmins, 18th January. And if you look at Madhuban on that day, the entire Madhuban is decorated with flowers. And you see Shantistam or the four pilgrimage sites embellished and so well adorned. And there is an atmosphere of silence everywhere. And there is an atmosphere of remembrance everywhere. Also, there is an atmosphere of love everywhere. So on such a date, Baba is coming and relating this Murli. So this Murli was in the Om Shanti Bhavan way back in 85. That was the first month of the year, and Baba has mentioned many things in this Murli. So we'll discuss few points, at least 18 points. Baba said, the father is powerful, children are powerful, and this day is powerful. All the three are Samarth. This is the powerful day. And that's why everything is powerful here. The Father Himself is powerful. The day is powerful. It is the day of power. Samarthi Divas. And that's why the powerful Father has come on the day of power to make us powerful. Baba is describing the glory of this day. And this day, as I said, is very important in the Brahmin world. And it has got special importance because in every Murli, Baba reminds us that you have to follow Father Brahma. So it's a day of his ascension. It's a day of his becoming avyakta. It's a day of his entering the unlimited service. It's a day when the mortal coil has fallen down and the soul has freed itself from all the bondages of the mortal world and entered into the unlimited space or the unlimited service. And the way he left the world and the body is so interesting that he had almost reached the stage of being Kamatit freed from all the bondages of this world. That's why Baba often reminds us that you have to follow Brahma. You have to imitate him, mimic him, emulate him, copy him, and do what he did. Follow him. So, on this day of power, powerful father has come to meet his powerful children. Second is the blessing. On this day, Baba said, Baba comes and gives the blessing of samarthi, strength, to all the children. And rather, he says, arpit, he is surrendering this blessing, he is handing over this blessing of being powerful to all the children. So that is the second importance of this day. First, there is a meeting, and second, there is blessing, vardhan. Next, on this day, Baba is bringing all the Shiv Shaktis on the stage. This is the unlimited stage. And Baba said, Baba is bringing all the Shiv Shaktis on the stage. He becomes incognito. And all these Shaktis are revealed in their corporeal form. So this is the stage when the children are coming on the stage for the sake of revelation. And he himself is becoming incognito. He himself is hiding himself. And we are coming on the stage. So this is that powerful day. People often ask that Brahma used to say that he will continue till the end of this yajna. But he left in between. Why it is so? Baba said that I have not left. I have just gone behind the door. I am inside. So that you could be revealed. So this is the day when Shaktis have come on the stage. And Father has hidden himself. Next. Again one blessing. Of becoming similar to the Father. So in this Murli, Baba is giving numerous blessings. This was the blessing where he said, you are becoming powerful. You are coming on the stage. And here, you are becoming like the Father. You are becoming like the Father. And the next, the loveful meeting. This is also a blessing. The divine meeting, the loveful meeting. This is the day when the loving children are meeting the loving father. So you receive the blessing of Milan. You receive the blessing of meeting on this auspicious day, on this day of ascension, on this day of perfection, on this day of Brahma becoming complete. Then, this is also the day where you get lost in love. Snehas. You become lost in love. So this is the day of love. And Baba often says that on this 18th January, all the children, they show that stage of love. And then Baba observed something at Amrit Vela. What was it? That all were singing songs, that all were having divine meeting with God, and Baba got garlanded with pearls of love, and on every pearl was written, My Baba. And these children are unique, uncomparable, precious jewels. And no father in the world would get such a garland. So father got garlanded at Amrit Vela. on this day of love, on this day of 18 January. So that was the at Amrit Vela scene. Even if it, Madhuban, if you see, even at 2 o'clock in the morning, everybody, there's no place to sit anywhere. Extra love is emitting out. Then Baba is also remembering gopis. These are those gopis who have that pain of separation from father. And Baba is giving them courage that don't worry, now the drums of revelation will beat and you would soon reach Madhuban. You would soon reach Madhuban and you will have divine meeting with God. So this is the day when these Viyogi souls, those who are suffering from separation, those who are Yogi souls, they would enjoy divine meeting with God. So He's giving them courage. This is also a day where you receive fruit of success. So this is the day when you receive fruit of success by your persistent efforts. Whatever efforts you do, you receive fruit of success on this day. So this 18 January is the day when you receive fruit of success. This is also a day when no matter where you are, you might be far away, but Baba feels that you are very near to his heart. So even though you are far away, you are very much near to his heart. And then here he comes and talks about the promise and revelation. So you have made the promise that you will reveal the Father. So now what to do with the promise? Whenever you make any pratigya, promise, what you should do with it? Anybody? At Amrit Vela, revise it. What Baba said? Amrit Vela, revise your promise. That I have to do this, I have to do that. Bring that enthusiasm, bring that wave of love. Simply making promises is not enough. Because we make so many promises. But unless and until promises are revised, not just revise. Baba has though used the word revision, but multiple things have to be done. If you make any pratigya, what you should do so that it becomes practical? First, revise it at Amrit Vela. Revise the pratigya, revise the promise at Amrit Vela. Then make some plan. Then implement that plan. Also visualization, also affirmation, also discuss it, also read more about it. And after a rough plan, maybe you can make the plan of 3 days. 3 days plan, if it is successful, then reanalyze yourself, review. Review it. Where is the fault? Where was the fault? And then make again a new planning. If you are successful for 3 days, now make it for 7 days. If you are successful for 7 days, make it for 21 days. If successful for 21 days, go ahead. 3 months, 6 months. It could be anything. Conquering any sanskar or getting rid of any habit, evil habit or any addiction or forming new habits. And one of the best habits in Brahmin life is churning knowledge. So, 11th is promise and revelation. And then, handshake. Handshake. Baba is doing handshake with his right hand children. Baba is doing handshake with his right hand children. This is a very good yoga experiment. You can do handshake with him since he is your friend. Not just friend, he is your teacher. So you can always shake hand with him. And do what? And take away all the energy. Shake hand with him and feel the power. Feel the energy. Complete energy. You can, whatever you want, you take from him. So this is the energy transference. So he is shaking hand with his right-handed children. So Baba has two types of children, right hands and left hands. What are left hands? Who are left hands? You can churn on them. Then Baba said, third type of children. Which are the two? That's not mentioned anywhere. Straight away he's saying, now the third type of children are these. Many times person is, we get confused as to what he is saying. Because he never mentioned first type children, second type children. Suddenly he's coming in between and saying, now the third type of children are these. Probably the first children are the loving and the powerful children. The second children are bandheli, gopis. And these are the third type of children. This is, I think, but it's not mentioned anywhere. Numbering. Suddenly he is coming in between and he is saying, now these are the third type of children. Who are they? They are lost in love. Who do not never come on the stage. Who never come on the ground. They are lost in love. Whatever I am, whosoever I am Baba's. So probably these are those children who are doing service. They are hidden sevadharis. Who do not come on the stage. They are not speakers. But they are workers, servers. And Baba says, even those children, Baba gives them the power to the sovereignty. And for that, along with this thing, they need to also imbibe the strength of knowledge, padai, study. So this is the one thing Baba said here. So that was 13. And then 14th. These are again new type of children. They are very sweet children. Baba is telling us, you make promise. These are those children who tell Baba, now you make promise. They are super smart. Baba is telling us, you make promise that you will reveal Father. They say, Baba, you make promise. So Baba said, these are very sweet children. And Baba has given them one blessing. Khush raho. Be happy. Abad, be successful and keep on moving ahead. The three blessings Baba gave to this sweet children. So here the Murli ends. So this is a very special day of 18 January where so many things Baba has told. Now, next. Here Baba is talking with Didi and Dadi. And there are three types of children in the advance party. What are they? There are those who make planning, those who implement those plan, and third, they don't do any one of these two things, but they just give enthusiasm to this group, these two people. So there are a few other things here, but most important is these three group of advance party. And then next, in the same, Baba said about the curtain of revelation. This curtain of revelation, the clouds would be dispelled and the revelation would take place soon. So there were secrets about revelation, how those will happen. And Baba is remembering Prishint, Shanta Dadi and that Vishwakishor Bahu and Didi and Mamma, Jagdamba, she is like moon. And few other things are here in this. So, these are the 2 points. 17th, Baba is talking with double foreigner groups. Here he is saying that you have to become double light. You should have ascending stage. And for ascending stage, you should have wings of enthusiasm. And last, the means is, I am instrument, he is the Karan Karavanhar. Baba said, the more powerful is your target, Laksh. The same would be the qualification, Lakshan. If the target, if your aim is powerful, automatically the qualifications would become powerful. So that was the 17th point, and the last 18th, at the time of departure, Vidai. What did Baba say here? If anything wrong happens to you, come to Madhuban. How? With the plane of intellect. No ticket. No money required. You can come in 1 second. Because this is the land of power. So come to Madhuban. Whenever you have any issues, come to Madhuban, get powerful and go back. So this is the Murli in short. So this is the Murli of 18th January. And Baba is mentioning about the different aspects of this day and how powerful and how special this day in the Brahmin world. And this was of 18th January, but today is 25th August. So this is again a special day for Brahmin. Again, the divine ascension of Dadi Prakashmani in 2007. So how many days, years now? 12 years. There were 12 or 13 messages, I think 12 or 13, when Dadi left. So one can go and read and revise all those messages, because Baba mentioned very good things in those messages. So she was an exemplary image of perfection, of virtues, of divine values. And she is never seen as somebody who is an effort maker, but right from the beginning everybody saw her as an image of perfection already. It's not that she is trying to achieve something. It's not that she is trying to be something. But she has already had everything in her. So that was a sort of image, a very unique image of perfection this yagya had. And the whole yagya would remember her on this day. So this is in short about today's Murli and about today's special day. So read this Murli again. Try to understand the different subtle aspects of it. And most importantly, as Baba talked about pratigya, promise. Make certain promises with yourself. Make certain promises with Baba. And make some planning to make those promises practical. Find out, in the past also we had made promises, but they could not reach practicality. So what were those holes, cracks, the weaknesses because of which the promises could not be made practical? So at least 2-3 promises we should make on this day, as it is 25th August and it is also 18th January. So two special days meeting together on the single day. So then Baba would be quite happy with us.